18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. Many of us are familiar with stone heads around the Pacific Basin and have seen images of the very large stone heads on Easter Island, very tall, gaunt, angular heads. Stone heads are used and appear in Pacific cultures in various different areas. And I'm here in the collection stores, the Pacific collection stores at the Australian Museum, and I'm looking at a small, beautiful chalk stone head from the Solomon Islands. This particular head is about the size of a rock melon. The head looks a little bit like the Easter Island statues, more triangular and compressed, not as tall and elongated, but that same very strong facial features of a strong jawline and horizontal slit eyes and a horizontal mouth. What's different about this particular chalk head is the very, very intricate patterns that have been carved onto the head itself. Some of them are circular patterns, some of them are a series of chevron patterns, but the entire head is covered in these carvings. It makes it exquisitely beautiful. But that then is one of the puzzles about this particular head. We know very little about the significance of those particular carvings. This particular Tindalo was collected by a shipping company employee, Mr. Percy Black. We don't know exactly when he got it, but he gave it to the museum in 1911. It's about 15 centimetres high, 9 centimetres wide, and it's made of grey chalk. From what we know, these type of heads would have represented the spirit or ghost of a dead man who in his lifetime possessed great power, and Tindalo are believed to retain this power after death. Traditionally, they would have been placed in a sacred spot associated with the dead person, and sometimes people might have brought offerings to it. Numerous variations of these Tindalos exist in parts of the Solomon Islands. They generally disappeared after the arrival of Christianity and the missionaries as new religious systems were embraced by the people. But in many parts of the Solomon Islands, traditional belief and belief in spirits still continues on. We don't know much about this particular Tindalo, and that's a dilemma for many museums with their collections when we acquired things, in this case 100 years ago, with very little history before that. We see ourselves as custodians for objects like this, and this means an obligation on us to work with the communities that created objects like this Tindalo or chalkstone head to better understand for ourselves what its history was, and perhaps even more importantly, return some sense of that history and the knowledge embedded in it to the people of the communities that created it. Next year, we'll be visited by a group of people from the Solomon Islands, and we hope that that visit will go some way to start to restoring the knowledge, and gradually, with the increasing use of the internet, we hope that we'll be able to put images up and stories about this Tindalo in a way that's accessible to people in the Solomon Islands.